This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Woo-woo! All right, still to come this hour. The Arizona QAnon shaman Chewbacca-looking loser dude. Did he get the COVID vaccine in jail? Oh, goodness. He better not have. We have word that he may have done that. Maybe we'll call his lawyer and let him yell at us again like we
had
him.
What did he call you?
He called me a heated whore.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Becky Lynn? It was awful.
I heard it.
Yeah. Right now, something we like to call Rock the News. These are news stories that rock. And you know what's awesome? We get to play some of our favorite, too.
Whoa, look at that. Look at Becky go.
That's awesome.
I love ZZ Top.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Played it just for you.
Thank you.
All right. You should
start taking requests, seriously.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we will. So here's the deal on vaccines. And when did this come out?
Came out a little while ago, but we've had issues with shortages of what we like to call vaccines. We're no different than any other state. We ask for X, we get Y. People are getting frustrated. Guess what, kids? Biden went and did something.
At the National Institutes of Health, President Biden thanking scientists who broke vaccine speed records and the companies agreeing to quickly deliver 200 million more doses.
That means we're now on track to have enough supply for 300 million Americans by the end of July.
Mr. Biden saying this could have been done faster had the previous president put a distribution plan in place last fall.
Well, distribution plan, yeah, I understand that. But also, before we go there, I didn't blame Trump for spending $800 billion on stuff that wasn't approved yet. He bought ahead, but he wasn't going to spend everything he had to get it. But the 200 million is needed. But by the sounds of this, I believe this is only Pfizer and Moderna.
Okay. So that's good.
That's great.
Because now you've got 200 million more Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson is making just boatloads of vaccine. Have we bought that vaccine yet?
Yeah, I believe Trump has went out and bought most of these things, you know, ahead of the game.
Now, listen, the good
part, Donald Trump used to be the president, for those who don't know.
I think he's on trial again.
Again.
The good thing that Trump did was while these vaccines were being tried out, stage one, he bought them all.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And that cut a lot of the red tape. So we've got 200 million more doses of vaccines. You said Pfizer and Moderna. That's awesome. This
great.
Is good news.
Things that we need, which is a phenomenal thing. That's huge. It says it boosts the United States supplies by 50%.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can we get this, like, I'm looking towards the end. When can we get this done? If the president is saying, what do you say, end of June or July?
End of June or July.
Can we move it up a month?
I think we're getting there.
What did Fauci say?
Well, here's the thing with Fauci, as we all know, he's our favorite, but Fauci said this.
By the time we get to April, that will be what I would call, for better wording, open season. Namely, virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's the thing that you want. And that means Johnson & Johnson's out there. It's plentiful. You can go to your doctor. You can go to Walgreens. You can go to Walmart, wherever. Pretty much anything that you do health-wise, whether you're picking up a prescription or any of that stuff, Costco, probably Sam's Club, you'll be able to grab this.
All right. Something we like to call Rock the News. These are news stories that rock. They're with our favorite songs. And we have an update on the Gorilla Glue girl.
Yeah.
And now there's a Gorilla Glue guy.
Yeah, he's spectacular.
Oh, my gosh.
So, first of all, the Gorilla Glue girl, she's fine. She got her hair did, which is good. They went and they did it. They didn't have to take off her scalp.
So just real quick.
Yeah.
She actually put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
She did.
Okay. So when she did that, it wouldn't move, and she tried to wash it out, and that didn't happen either. So she had to go to the emergency room, and since then, she's put up a GoFundMe. She's making money now on the ridiculousness of putting Gorilla Glue in your hair.
Yeah. And she came out yesterday and she said, I regret what not only what happened, but posting it.
I'm not that person y'all trying to make me out to be. I'm not that person. I'm not this whole Gorilla Glue girl. My name is Tessica Brown. Call me. I'll talk to y'all. Let you know exactly who I am. I'm over it. Yeah. I'm over it.
Do you regret posting it?
Definitely. So, I told my son today. I wish I could just, go back. Yeah, because I'm over it. I'm over it.
I think she did it on purpose.
It's hard to tell. Here's the thing. A lot of people turn to the internet, and you guys should know this now. Never turn to the internet for asking for help. You could search, hey, how do you do this? Like, Pablo and I always talk about, like, he'd say, hey, dude, I can't get my stick shift stuck or something. I go, dude, Google. And I fixed it. But when you ask a question,
yeah,
you're going to be, people are going to be, they're going to treat you like you're stupid. They're going to be absolutely horrible to you because people are miserable.
What did she think was going to happen?
Well, I think she got the attention, but here's the thing. Sometimes you think, I'll do this on purpose and I'll get a little attention. Maybe it'll go viral. Mm-hmm. I think she did that because I think she got to the point where it was in there long enough. She was starting to get scared and it went viral. And not everything that goes viral is good.
No, so, most things that go viral are not good. All right, but there's a Gorilla Glue guy now.
Yeah, so now what did I tell you guys?
You knew it was going to happen.
I did. I told you guys that this was going to happen. Guy by the name of Len Martin decided that he was going to Gorilla Glue something as well.
Oh, jeez.
Because he said this Gorilla Glue stuff is a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
So he went and he got himself Gorilla Glue and a Solo Cup, those red cups.
Red Solo Cup.
He puts it in there on the inside. And he's like, dude, this is going to be fine. And he puts it in his mouth and he sticks it to it. Next thing you know, boom.
He's in the hospital.
I trimmed the cup with some Gorilla Glue and placed it in my mouth for a few seconds, for a few minutes, in which I thought that I could lick it off, kind of, to moisten it and pull it right off. But that didn't work, though.
That did not work. And here's something else, too, about this guy. He likes these challenges. He was on with Dr. Phil, I think, last year with the ice cream challenge or something like that.
Of course he was.
So, of course he is.
The licking of the ice cream.
So, this is what they had to do to him.
They did like a peeling, basically a moistening and peeling, to get it off from there. From my upper skin on my lip, So, basically all that has been torn off,
Yeah, and they told him if it doesn't heal right, they may have to take part of his lip. And he doesn't sound like that. If you listen to him in the first video,
he's got a cup on his mouth. No wonder.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Did you see him in the hospital?
Yeah. With the cup sticking.
He's got the cup sticking out of his mouth, and he's also trying to wear a mask.
Oh God!
I can't wear a mask.
Yeah, because he's worried about catching the coronavirus.
Oh,
dude, you caught stupid. You can't fix stupid. Stupid's not going to kill you.
You know what he should have done? Instead of putting the red Solo cup, he should have super glued
the mask. You would have loved that.
Well, I do it right now. I do it right now. And now we're going to have more people like, yeah, this Gorilla Glue, it doesn't really work. Watch what I'm going to take. I'm going to take this baseball. I'm going to put it on the side of my head. And I'm going to walk around like I have a tumor.
He was just. What were you thinking?
I don't think.
People are so desperate for other people to notice them. They're so desperate for some sort of fame. They're so desperate for something. And it's just sad.
He's desperate for a new lip. That thing's going to get torn off with the red Solo cup. All right, that's Rock the News. News stories that rock. Coming up next.
Coming up!
Hey, is there a national emergency at the Arizona-Mexico border? Biden says no. Is he right?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Very ethical.
Well, it's tough to argue and say, well, I wish President Biden didn't buy those 200 million vaccines.
No.
I think I don't care who you voted for. I think everybody likes that. You want your president to buy as many vaccines as possible so you can get one. So there's really, I don't think there's much of an argument there. I think it's that's great news that President Biden could do that. On the other side, what is he doing about the Arizona-Mexico border?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Nothing good.
No, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Yeah. There was a, listen, it's going to be different. We all know that between the former president and now the current president. But Biden's done like a million executive orders and all that kind of thing. What he did on one of his first days in office He's terminated the emergency order that was used to justify the construction of the wall. So we saw that. The wall that was being built, got to be honest, I don't really know if a whole lot of wall was built under Trump. Didn't seem like it. You've even said it before. Some of the walls he put up were just maybe a little, it was what, he redid what Obama did.
He, you know, I mean, he would go in and some of the places they would, and he would... some of the stuff was older and they would fix it up a little bit. They'd add some new things to it. Others they reinforced of the newer ones. But at the end of the day, it was always going to be tough because I don't think people like where I live. So out where I live, we have the Tohono O'odham tribe right there. Mm-hmm. They won't allow the wall. They also won't even allow the Border Patrol agents as far as building even roads out there. So you were never going to get all the things you want. Some stuff is just inaccessible. Nobody's getting through there as far as just walking through it. But for a lot of, there was always going to be ways to get through. It's all about enforcing some of these laws, but also having common sense. And this doesn't feel like there's anything that is going to change other than as far as the way that he wants to run it. It's kind of like, you know what? Yeah, you're free to come here. And there you go. We're going to turn you loose and it'll all be fine.
There was a national emergency at the border, said President Trump. President Biden now says we're gonna get rid of that. There's not a national emergency at the Arizona-Mexico border. Here's the thing. There are people that want to sneak into the United States, and they actually do pay attention to our politics.
Yeah.
And they look at a guy like Trump, who, you know, he said at one point he was going to put a moat up, right? Yeah. Put some gators in there.
Somebody asked him that, right?
Right, okay.
Put a moat, and he's like, can we do that?
So you know what you're getting there. You might want to hold off on sneaking over. Then you get President Biden who comes in a lot more relaxed at the border and stopping the wall from being built, terminating the emergency order that was used by the former president. So he says he's doing the right thing. But I think going back to my point, when you are going to sneak into the United States, there might be more people that say it's easier to do under Biden than Trump.
Yeah.
And so far, we've had a lot of people come over the border just to start this year. There's a reason for that.
There is.
They think that a Democratic president, it's going to be easier to do it. And so that's kind of happened already. We've got a lot more action down there than we really want or need.
It is a look, it sucks. And Pablo and I have had several discussions. You know, people are going to try anything. Any one of us who are in a situation like that would make the effort.
You mean if you were on the other side?
Other side. You're starving. Your family's starving.
Put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah, 110%.
You don't care who the president is. I don't care who the governor is.
But if the difference
opportunity's there, and I needed to feed my family, I'm going to do what I need to do.
But which one's easier? See, it might be easier to come over.
It don't matter. I'm struggling. I need to feed my family.
Yeah, you're going to try that.
I need to make an opportunity of myself in the land of freedom and opportunity.
Yeah, well, but where he's right is, anybody, you're going to try those things. Every time, my entire neighborhood is nothing but Border Patrol agents because out there we have Border Patrol headquarters are a few miles from my house, and then they all spread out and go all over the place. They'll tell you the thing that stops them is true enforcement of the actual laws. And when you have, and the catch and release drives most of them crazy.
It's awful.
You know, I always go back to this. If you catch a bass today, right, you're fishing, you're like, hey, I'm going to release you. I want you to come back a little bit later because we're going to eat you. Chances are the bass may not come back. So, and yes, some of them do, a good portion of them do, but they also know the laws so well, and they know that you're probably never going to be deported, and you really almost have to do something so heinous at this point. So the stopping people coming from Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador through South America into the first place you come where you get basically safe haven from where you're running from, that was a good thing. And we're not doing those. And it's just going to be, you know, they can say it's not open borders, but when you don't enforce anything, it's pretty open borders.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Peoria tragedy. We spoke about it a little yesterday where a young mother died trying to save her little baby because this awful human being, not a father.
Human being, you know what?
Tried to take him away.
He is not a father.
The tragedy is worse than we thought.
Yeah.
Then they've changed the charges on this awful man. We're going to talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Eric Mays in handcuffs after being on the run for more than 20 hours, accused of the unthinkable.
And he ambushed her. That's how what I feel. I feel he ambushed her.
Investigators say Mays, who has no legal custody over his child, Abel, stole the mother's van with the 10-month-old inside Tuesday night.
We've been talking about this story for the last couple days. Peoria mom was killed by this man, Eric Mays, who was also abusive when they were together.
There was a pattern of abuse, and court records show that in the last 2 years, Mays had problems including domestic violence and substance abuse.
So he decided that he was going to kidnap the 10-month-old, and when he tried to do that, Brittany was also in the car fighting him, and at one point she jumped out of the moving car, and he stopped and did a U-turn and ran her over and killed her.
Scumbag.
Brutal, brutal story. Joining us now is Monica Lindstrom. Monica, what kind of charges are we looking at? Because when we first heard this story yesterday, we didn't know that he did a U-turn and decided he was going to run her over. We heard that at first she was just holding on to the car trying to save her baby. So today it went from manslaughter to murder, correct?
Yes, being charged with first-degree murder because of that. If it was an accident, then he might be looking at something different like manslaughter. But because reports say that he admitted that he turned around and intentionally ran her over, and that's where you get the first-degree murder charge. It's pretty easy to say, based on what he has said, that when you turn a car around, and it was a van, and you go to hit somebody, that you're intending to either cause serious injury or to kill them. And so he's looking at first-degree murder. He's looking at kidnapping because I don't know how many charges, but he could have kidnapping her if he wouldn't, you know, if he took her in the van as well. And of course, kidnapping the baby, endangerment because he put both of them in danger, and theft of means of transportation because he turned around and stole the vehicle. And there could be some more charges coming down the road as well. So he's looking at maybe never getting out of prison. There's always the possibility that the state might look for the death penalty, but we would need to have some more facts and dig in a little deeper to see if there's enough for that.
Yeah, you know, Monica, when you talk about the death penalty, you know, it's premeditated, there's special circumstances. What goes from this murder to the point where you go, okay, you know what, this is so heinous that now we can look at the death penalty?
You know what, that's perfect, Chad. You said the word heinous. So unfortunately, when you think of a murder, all murders are bad, right? But there are some murders that are worse than others. And that's how we often have to explain it. So if a murder was done for money, for example, that could raise it to the level of wanting the death penalty. If a murder was done and you tortured someone, then that raises it to the death penalty. So it's got to be something more than just your run-of-the-mill killing. Again, I know that sounds awful, but that's what the state has to be able to prove.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us, the Peoria tragedy. The one thing that kind of enters my mind, Monica, is this poor mom. You know, if this guy was abusive, how do you keep him away? How do you, and you know, you could get a restraining order. Maybe there was one, didn't work. I mean, you could put, if this guy was in and out of jail, he's got a criminal history, you could put an ankle monitor on him. Doesn't matter. He still go over and he can still find you. He can still kill you. There was really no protection for this woman.
Yeah, and that's a very difficult thing that we have to face every day, right, is an order of protection, an injunction against harassment. They're just pieces of paper. Even if they're served by a police officer, they are still just pieces of paper. People can do anything they want. About the only time you can really protect somebody, not even 100%, but maybe 99.9%, right, is to put the bad guy in jail and then maybe relocate the victims with different names. And then maybe you would have as great a chance as possible of protecting them. But unfortunately, in situations like this, if a bad person wants to find somebody and wants to hurt them, they're going to be able to do it.
Heinous, nasty, ugly. We hope, as you said, he gets the death penalty, Monica, because he's, you know, I mean, he's got to have his day in court, and that's something that we all need to realize. But this is,
when you
this
do something
awful.
Like this. This is awful. Appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah. All right.
Next time we'll make it fun, we promise. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye guys.
The thing that this man did was ensure that his child doesn't grow up with either parent.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what happened.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Do you think if he's got no family, like, to me, like, if nobody takes the baby, there is no family. And nowadays with DNA and all this stuff, and if you were going to adopt this kid out, I would tell no story of this. Never let that child know what took place.
That's interesting.
Because that doesn't need to hang over somebody's head. That kid doesn't need another anchor in their life.
So whoever adopts this child should not say, listen, there's
I wouldn't
a time
even tell him if you're adopting. What happened? Mom disappeared.
I like that idea, Chad, but remember she has a 10-year-old sister.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So her sister might want to talk about it when she gets older.
Makes it even more tragic.
Yeah. But otherwise,
child.
I would. You're right. If I was a family,
you know, it's like that's something else that doesn't need to hang over.
Yeah.
You're totally correct. I totally would agree with that.
And you got a 10-year-old that doesn't have a mom now either.
Because people are going to look at you all the time. That oh, you know, that's their dad killed their mom and he's in jail forever.
All right, coming up next, the QAnon shaman. Did he get the COVID vaccine in jail? Did we actually waste one of those things on this guy next?
Probably got hummus.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, 1 hour from now, we'll play Pop Quiz.
Pop Quiz, hot shot.
And it's true, false questions on the day's news. Chad will try and give you a prize. I'm going to make it very difficult for you to get one because that's what makes me happy.
It's good enough.
So yesterday, during Pop Quiz, we got a call from Bob in Peoria, and Bob says that he is a cousin of the loser shaman QAnon guy, Jason, whatever, Jacob, what is it again?
Jacob Chansley.
Okay, he's the guy with the bare chest and the horns.
The bare chest.
So during the actual, you know, later in the show, Bob says this.
He got
shot.
Vaccinated.
He got
no!
vaccinated. Oh!
No.
Yes, Bob. Yes.
Stop
I love
the music.
It.
So Bob said, yeah, I checked in. The dude got his vaccine in jail.
What?
Let me tell you something, man.
Okay, tell me something.
Why are we kissing this guy's rear end? We gave him organic food because his poor belly gets upset if he eats anything else. Now we're giving him the COVID-19 vaccine in prison? The guy's a terrorist. Let me ask you a question, Chad Benson.
Go for it.
Do you think we would treat a guy who snuck into the country, let's say from Pakistan, and blew up a building and was part of Al-Qaeda? You think we'd treat that guy this well, like the QAnon shaman?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Because what if they say that, you know, for religious reasons, they have to have certain food. I've never heard organic being one of the, like, you know, look, guys, you guys got to understand something, okay? Like, you know, other people are like, oh, you know, I'm kosher, right? Or I've got to eat challah, you know, challah. And then, no.
You'll eat what I tell you.
I need hummus. Maybe those little crackers that taste really good, too. If there's any way you can get me some sparkling water.
Mm. And I don't really want the Moderna vaccine. I prefer Pfizer.
That's
can
right.
you get that for me? And apparently they bend over backwards for this loser Chewbacca's illegitimate son.
Poor Chewbacca.
Come on, man.
Probably
that's ridiculous.
Happy.
That is, I'll tell you right now. I'm sorry.
That's you raised him.
That's a waste of a vaccine. I'm not saying we treat this guy poorly. I'm saying we treat him like a terrorist. You're in jail. You eat what we tell you to eat. You exercise when we tell you to exercise. You go to the can when we tell you to go to the can. You shut your mouth when we tell you to shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
But no, we're treating him. Boy, he gets treated better than grandma in Sun City, who, by the way, can't even get an appointment to get a vaccine. But this guy gets the vaccine.
He does. He got
the
vaccine.
He only charged into the Capitol as a terrorist.
The question is, though, like, again, did he or didn't he? Because he left the Navy because of vaccines. He wouldn't get vaccinated for the anthrax or whatever vaccinations they were giving out there. Who knows? They might have been just testing stuff on him. So he wouldn't get that vaccine. Mm. Maybe, though, for this, because, and here's something, maybe because of all that's happened, maybe because now he sees the light that this craziness of the deep state and all that stuff in the queue, maybe he's sitting there going, you know what, I should get a vaccine because that stuff that everybody was feeding was BS.
Yeah. I think he still believes all that crap. I think he's trying to save his own rear end. And I understand that there's an argument to be made that if you're in a prison, that the officers and the guards, obviously, you want to keep them safe. But I think you can keep them safe by giving them the vaccine. I am absolutely 100% against vaccinating federal prisoners. I know we're doing it, and I think it's horse crap. I think it's total hot garbage. We've got people
kind of garbage.
Who are over 65 in Arizona that can't even get an appointment. But the worst of the worst, we're giving them the vaccine.
It's because, you know what? This says a lot about, though, who we are as a nation. The fact that we do these things, the fact that we give people the opportunities to get these things and try to treat them good. And you're in prison. Let's be real. Vaccination or not, you're in prison.
Yeah, and we're giving prison inmates a chance to jump the line.
But that's because we're trying to protect the border, I mean, our agents. And part of that is, too, is the fact that they've got powerful unions and they want to make sure their people are taken care of.